Friday early, 6, 7 o'clock, just some scattered light rain showers and continuing throughout the day with temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees throughout the entire day Friday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have quite powerful storms now in most of Frederick County, Maryland, and the northern and central parts of Loudoun County, especially the Leesburg area, and pushing east through Ashburn as well. And to the north of Sterling, also western parts of Montgomery County getting storms. They're all pushing west to east across our area. Gaithersburg is at 61, and some of us could drop to 55 overnight.
This is where you turn when the weather threatens.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is sponsored by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up on WTOP.
Demonstrators return to a local college campus after D.C. police clear an encampment there. I'm Scott Gelman.
Get Scott's latest report from GW. And no budget crisis now expected in Virginia. They've made a new deal. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Biden administration proposes a new rule that would allow U.S. immigration officials to quickly reject migrants who are a public safety or national security risk and cross the border illegally. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez.
Separately, President Biden is also considering invoking a sweeping presidential power to further restrict asylum here at the border, but he has not made a final decision. And the urgency for him to act has somewhat lessened because of a dramatic drop in illegal crossing. Since soaring to record levels in December, illegal crossings here have dropped by over 40%.
The rate of guns stolen from cars in the U.S. has tripled over the last decade, making them the largest source of stolen guns in the country. That according to a report by the gun safety group Everytown. Senior research director Sarah Bird Sharps.
The top five cities in terms of rate of guns stolen from cars are number one, Memphis, Tennessee, number two, Atlanta, Georgia, number three, St. Louis, Missouri, number four, Richmond, Virginia, and number five, San Antonio, Texas.
The family of a black U.S. airman is demanding full transparency after they say a Florida deputy responding to a call burst into the wrong apartment and killed him. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The sheriff met with his family and promised a full criminal investigation.
My baby was shot up.
Earlier, his family stood alongside civil rights attorney Ben Crump, claiming the deputy burst into the wrong apartment.
They have a duty to make sure they were at the right apartment before they busted in the door.
But the sheriff disputes those claims.
Two backcountry skiers are dead and one has been rescued after an avalanche outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. KUTV-TV's Kirsten McPeak.
Avalanches are common in this region. Experts say rapidly changing weather conditions are triggering them this late in the season.
Up in the mountains, it's full-on winter with dense, heavy snow, strong winds, and any time the sun pops out or there's rapidly rising temperatures, that, of course, is instantly going to ramp up the avalanche danger.
That's Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Craig Gordon. Former adult film star Stormy Daniels ends 2 days of testimony with former President Donald Trump's defense team trying to poke holes in her story of an alleged sexual encounter with him. CBS's Michael George also reports.
The judge in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has denied the defense team's latest request for a mistrial. Manhattan criminal court judge Juan Merchan also rejected efforts to have the gag order against Trump modified.
A judge finds Beach Boys' Brian Wilson needs a court conservatorship after a serious mental decline and the death of his wife, who handled many of his affairs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 here on WTOP on this Thursday night, May 9th, 2024. Got some rain in the area, and right now 60 in Washington. Take a closer look at where the storms are tonight as we look at the radar. Most of Frederick County, Maryland, especially the western and central parts, getting very heavy rain and high winds. And now this same system is pushing through eastern parts of Loudoun County and affecting Montgomery County as well. Just to the west of Germantown, we're starting to see some pretty strong storms through Poolsville, the Lansdowne area, Leesburg. So that county line there between Loudoun and Montgomery counties getting some rain tonight. There's also some rain in northern Prince George's County, quickly pushing through Crofton and Annapolis, and then heading out to the Chesapeake Bay. And finally, Western Maryland, there remains a flash flood warning for northwestern Garrett County until 11:45 tonight, with up to 2 inches of rain falling per hour in that area. So a lot of storms pushing through west to east across the area, and we'll keep you updated on WTOP. And it's good to have you here. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Dozens of people have gathered on GW's campus in Northwest D.C. This is only less than 2 days after the Metropolitan Police Department made several arrests and cleared an encampment there, a pro-Palestinian demonstration. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports that these demonstrators tonight say they're not going away and even set up tents on a local street.
Here in Foggy Bottom, dozens of demonstrators are chanting Free Palestine and calling for the university to divest from Israel. They're standing near the university president's home and setting up several tents. The demonstrators are locking arms and forming a circle around the tents. This all started on the corner of 21st and H Streets near the Media and Public Affairs Building.
We will not be pushed aside when our administration is funding the genocide of our people.
That's Reem, who says she was pepper sprayed while D.C. police cleared the encampment on campus early Wednesday morning.
Historically, repression only makes us stronger.
David, meanwhile, is watching from a distance.
Students here just want to go to work, want to go finish their finals, go home, enjoy their summer.
On GW's campus, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
We've reached out to the people running George Washington University for comment tonight. Stay with us. Go to WTOP.com to see pictures of some of the demonstrators. There will be no budget crisis in Virginia as state lawmakers and Governor Glenn Youngkin have reached a deal on the budget. The General Assembly is set to return to Richmond next week to approve the two-year spending plan. It will go into effect July 1st. Full details of the plan are expected to be made public sometime this weekend. A few weeks ago, both Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers agreed to throw out a state budget plan and start from scratch after the governor proposed 200-plus amendments. In Prince George's County, they're investigating a shooting that left a man and woman dead in Calverton. Officers responded to a home on Stonehall Drive for a welfare check about 6:30 tonight. Inside the home, they found the bodies of a woman and man. Police continue to investigate the incident. They say there is no ongoing threat to the public. There's been a significant development in the sexual harassment scandal surrounding the man who used to be one of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's closest political aides. WTOP's Nick Iannelli with that story.
We've learned that D.C. has reached a settlement in a pair of sexual harassment cases involving Mayor Bowser's former chief of staff, John Felcicchio. Two city employees accused him of sexual misconduct. While the D.C. Mayor's Office of Legal Counsel released a statement to WTOP confirming the settlement, it says it can't disclose details due to confidentiality provisions. Attorneys for the victims say they can't disclose the terms either. Last year, after Felcicchio resigned, Bowser said in public remarks,
"I've been completely devastated by these allegations since they were made."
In addition to being Bowser's chief of staff, Felcicchio had also been serving as the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A number of Metro Rail cars are being retired after decades of service. Starting tomorrow, Metro is officially retiring 76 of the 2000 series trains. They were originally introduced all the way back in 1983. The goal is to remove aging cars as those in charge work toward a more reliable fleet. The 2000 series trains logged nearly 200 million miles, carrying more than 775 million passengers. Two of the rail cars will be preserved as part of Metro's history. Coming up on WTOP, a big milestone for this local nonprofit. And traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Meadows Farms Nurseries. Give mom the gift of blooming beauty with 20% off all annual hanging baskets and all roses in bloom. We also have a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, annuals, perennials, and more. But that's not all. Surprise mom with an instant gift card available at meadowsfarms.com. Get $10 extra on the card for every $100 purchased. Visit us today at one of our 17 locations or meadowsfarms.com. Meadows Farms. Plant a little happiness.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. Good evening, drivers. In Maryland, we have an accident in Aspen Hill. That's both directions are blocked on Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Police activity in Germantown at Great Seneca Highway, and we're closed in both directions at Clopper Road. We have an accident in Lanham on Route 50 eastbound at the Beltway. Now we're cruising fine on the Beltway itself through Prince George's and Montgomery County. The Bay Bridge is moving fine. Doesn't look like there's construction being set up as of yet. Both directions right now. No problems on 270 and the BW Parkway. In Virginia, we have a crash in Loudoun southbound on Cascades Parkway at Algonquian Parkway. A disabled tractor trailer. Now it's blocking. It's in the right shoulder, but of course it is a little bit in the right lane. That's in Dale City on southbound 95 after Dale Boulevard. So you want to make sure you're taking it slow through there. Roadwork has the two left lanes blocked in Quantico on 95 northbound between the Marine Base and Dumfries Road. No problems on 395 towards Fredericksburg right now. And in the district, we're closed due to a protest. Both directions on 19th Street between K Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. 395, 295, 695 are flowing with no delays, and the 3rd Street Tunnel is moving along fine as well. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Expect rain and thunderstorms, occasionally heavy until about 2 a.m. Friday morning. So we're going to get these waves of storms moving through, and there could be some localized heavy rain, enough to give way to some pockets of flooding, as well as even some storms that could produce some small hail and even wind gusts around 40 miles per hour. Again, that until about 2 a.m. Friday morning. We'll have Friday with lingering showers to start your day, and any time on Friday, some occasional showers. We'll start out at about 58 degrees with a high around 60. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have the heaviest rain and highest winds tonight in most of Frederick County, Maryland. Seeing a lot of red, yellow, and green on the radar screen, indicating some pretty intense storms in most, if not all, of Frederick County, Maryland. We have some rain in northern Loudoun County. And by the way, that same system that is encompassing most of Frederick County, Maryland, is affecting at least western parts of Montgomery County. So that would include the Poolsville area, Darnestown, Gaithersburg, and Germantown all getting some rain tonight. Clarksburg, too. All of this rain pushing west to east across the area. We want to remind anyone who's driving far north and west of town and the D.C. area that there's a flash flood warning in effect in northwestern Garrett County in western Maryland. That's in effect for another half hour or so. They've had some very intense rainfall in that region, even 2 inches of rain per hour. And right now in Reston, 61. Bethesda, 61. National Mall, 63 degrees. Some of us could fall to 55 overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Mortgage rates fell for the first time in 6 weeks this week. A 30-year fix still averages 7.09%. Cooler and insulated drinkware maker Yeti reports sales up 15% in the last year. Its profits have doubled. DC Central Kitchen hits its 50 millionth meal prepared and delivered this week. DC Central Kitchen now distributes about 17,000 meals a day. The Dow gained ground for the 7th straight trading day, up 331 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are mostly higher, including Tokyo stocks up 0.5%. South Korea's KOSPI, 0.5% higher as well. Well, 25 years, that's a pretty good run for a high-end restaurant in D.C., but it is closing its doors on Sunday. We'll take a look back and tell you what's happening kind of to celebrate these final hours of that restaurant with Axios D.C. and Anna Spiegel. Stay with us here on WTOP. It's 11:13.
Here is Ken Weeks, the Chief Information Security Officer for the state of New Hampshire on the 2024 StateRAMP Exchange.
When we select a vendor or give a preference to a vendor who's gone through the StateRAMP process, we know that not only have they met the same security standards and controls that we impose upon ourselves at the state, but they've been verified by somebody else. And it's no longer the situation of just taking somebody's word for it.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search State Ramp Exchange. Carisoft is an innovative technology partner to state and local governments. They are more than a reseller of technology and services. Carisoft partners with agencies to provide deep capabilities to solve problems, protect citizen data, and speed the delivery of services. It's not about delivering software or hardware or services. It's what goes on beyond the scenes that matters. That's the Carisoft mission. Carisoft is your trusted provider for all things IT. Learn more at Carisoft.com.
What's this? Maybe some more Lord of the Rings movies. We'll talk about that coming up later this half hour. Now 11:14. Stay with us.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Hey, folks. This spring, you need to call the home repair experts at PJ Fitzpatrick. No home repair job is too big or too small. The rains we're having are definitely hard on your home. Leaking roofs, missing siding, overflowing gutters, rotting trim. Fix it all now before the little leaks become big problems. The home repair professionals at PJ Fitzpatrick have the knowledge and expertise to fix your home right the first time. So visit trustpj.com and stay off the ladders.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Good to have you here on WTOP at 11:16. Almost to the weekend, it's bittersweet for those who love one long-standing restaurant in D.C. It's Marcel's, which is set to close this weekend after 25 years in business. We're going to go now to Anna Spiegel of Axios DC. She joined us earlier to talk about kind of what made Marcel's so special.
Closing Sunday, 25 years, a huge new distance for a restaurant. I think what made it special is that it was a classic high-end French style dining, white tablecloths, a piano, a tasting menu. The chef tells me they're mostly booked up for reservations, but you can still drop into the bar for maybe a glass of champagne and to listen to some piano music.
Yeah, a nice way to say goodbye. But you also say that Marcel's may reopen in Bethesda. What details do we have about that?
Yeah, Chef Robert Wiemeyer, who has Muscle Bar locations in Bethesda, says he's looking for a 40-something seat space to maybe revive the concept. He hired a great husband and wife team to run the kitchen, Chef Jen and her husband, Chef Steven, and they're looking to maybe reopen sometime in the near future.
Let's turn to Arlington now. We can try Chinese tapas, as they're called. What's the name of this place and what can we enjoy?
Yeah, it's called Ni Hao. It's a Peter Chang restaurant. You probably know his restaurants. He has several around the D.C. area. This is his 18th restaurant, and they just opened in National Landing. They have Chinese tapas because they say they want to have big flavors, small plates, so guests can try a bunch of different things, whether it's dumplings, salt and pepper shrimp, or pig ears. They're open for lunch or dinner, and look out for their bottomless brunch starting soon.
And we're going to keep this mantra in mind, save Hellbender. This is a local beer purveyor. They've fallen on hard times, I guess is one way to put it, and they need help. Give us some details.
Yeah, so Hellbender Brewing in Fort Dutton in Northeast D.C., they had a boiler breakdown in April, and without a way to heat water, they can't make beer, which is, for a brewery, a big problem. So to help offset high costs, they're getting a bunch of breweries together. They're having a party on Saturday with at least 15 local breweries from Other Half, Ocelot, Brewers Art. They're offering full and half pours. They have food truck food, live music. It's free admission, but you pay your way with food and drink.
That's Anna Spiegel with Axios DC with a bunch of ways to try to have a little fun this weekend. For more ideas, just go to WTOP.com. Our weekly weekend guide is coming out every Thursday. top stories on WTOP. It's now more than 7 hours on the stand for Stormy Daniels at the Trump hush money trial. That was 7 hours of testifying over 2 days, but her time on the stand has ended tonight. Settlements have been reached in two sexual misconduct cases against a former D.C. deputy mayor. WTOP has confirmed of the 33 people arrested during the breakup of that pro-Palestinian encampment, only 6 of them were students. And guess what? Dozens of protesters have returned to the GW campus. They are rallying in front of the GW president's office tonight. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Now we're going to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. In Maryland, an accident in Aspen Hill, both directions on Georgia Avenue, Connecticut Avenue. We do have police activity in Germantown on Great Seneca Highway. We're closed in both directions at Clopper Road. An accident in Lanham on Route 50 eastbound. That's at the Beltway. Now, we do have bridge maintenance repairs going on right now. It's on the inner and outer loops. The operation is going on in Oxon Hill. On the inner loop, it's after St. Barnabas Road at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and at the outer loop, let me just see here, after Telegraph Road. So that's going to be in place until 5 o'clock this morning. We can see a slowdown on the bridge on our camera, so just watch yourself and the drivers around you. And again, this will be in place until 5 a.m. Otherwise, we're cruising along fine on the Beltway through Prince George's and Montgomery County. Bay Bridge is moving fine in both directions. No problems on 270 and the BW Parkway in Virginia. Crash in Loudoun southbound on Cascades Parkway. At Algonquian Parkway, a disabled tractor trailer. The right shoulder is blocked in Dale City, but as I've said, it's a little bit into the right lane as well. That's southbound on 95 after Dale Boulevard. Roadwork has two left lanes blocked in Quantico on 95 northbound between the Marine Base and Dumfries Road. And in the district, we're closed due to that protest. Both directions on 19th Street between K Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, 395, 295, 695, all moving along fine. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
But the clouds and the cool conditions today, our severe weather threat has greatly diminished. That said, it's not zero. There could still be a few strong thunderstorms around the area this evening with your scattered showers. Anything severe looking like it would be southwest of D.C. around Luray, Culpeper, Warrenton, Fredericksburg off to the west. Temperatures this evening, 68 to 72. You're in the 50s early Friday morning and then around 60 degrees for Friday afternoon with a few scattered showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Let's take a look at where those strong storms are tonight. It's mainly north of D.C. and the Beltway. The northern half of Montgomery County getting heavy rain. All of Frederick County, Maryland. The northern part of Loudoun County in Virginia. And also now moving into parts of Carroll and Baltimore counties. The system is pushing west to east all across northern Maryland. It started hours ago in western Maryland, where they have a flash flood warning in effect until 11:45 tonight. Well, checking our temperatures here at the Wharf in D.C., 63, National Harbor, 62, Sterling, 62, and maybe down to 55 in a few places overnight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still ahead tonight here on WTOP. Trying to get that big money for the Key Bridge replacement, rebuilding that Key Bridge in Baltimore. That's ahead on WTOP. And we have more news in just 60 seconds.
Once again, MedStar Washington Hospital Center is ranked among the nation's top cardiology, heart, and vascular surgery programs, and the only cardiovascular center in the Washington, D.C. region to be ranked by the U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals 2023-24 survey. Dr. Stuart Seides, executive director of the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, notes, "The entire team feels a genuine sense of pride and accomplishment in this well-deserved and ongoing recognition." For more information about the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, visit MedStarHealth.org.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Now 11:23, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you very much for being with us. A warning, though, that this next story is graphic. A man has just been convicted tonight of second-degree murder in the killing of a Fairfax City man. Prosecutors say that the victim was left in a trash can hours after he had asked the defendant to have sex, and that the victim was killed with a combination of punches and kicks and the use of a pocket knife to stab him. A Fairfax Circuit Court jury found 31-year-old Aaron Robertson guilty of killing 50-year-old Luis Reyes in June of last year. Robertson faces up to 40 years in prison. His sentencing is set for late July, July 26 to be specific. Authorities say that Robertson was experiencing homelessness at the time of the crime. The Washington Post reported before leaving the scene that morning after the attack, Robertson poured beer on the victim's body. Planning for a new key bridge in Baltimore now underway. Maryland's U.S. senators are making a push to secure full federal funding for the project. More now from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
It is absolutely essential that the Francis Scott Key Bridge be replaced as quickly as possible.
Senator Ben Cardin speaking about the need to approve funding for a new bridge, which would cost nearly $2 billion. Cardin and Senator Chris Van Hollen are trying to attach an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill.
That the federal government pay 100% of the cost of the replacement of the bridge.
A preliminary planning meeting was held this week by state officials as they start the process of envisioning a new span. It's estimated that a new bridge over the Port of Baltimore would take about 4 years to complete. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Now, looking forward to some new movies.
Brussels! Come, come, come! Smeagol's free!
Do you recognize that guy, Gollum? The Oscar-winning team behind the nearly $6 billion blockbuster Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit trilogies is reuniting to produce two new films. The first of the new projects from Sir Peter Jackson is tentatively called Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. It'll be directed by Lord of the Rings alum Andy Serkis. The films will be released from Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema. 11:25 here on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
All right, let's go to Rob Woodfork.
As the Commanders open rookie minicamp, number two overall pick Jaden Daniels will officially don the number five jersey he's worn at every level of his football career after the longtime steward of the digit in burgundy and gold, Tress Way, relinquished it to the new face of the franchise, telling Command Center he almost kept the number he's worn in the decade he's played in Washington.
It just didn't sit well. And I talked to AP, talked to DQ, and they were just so cool about it. And I was like, guys, I don't feel good about it. I just feel like there's just so much excitement around this organization, hands down the most I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, just all of the excitement building and building and building. And I just feel like this is just a very small.